This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to tie one on, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next day. Is this day going to matter? This hour going to matter? The next few minutes going to matter to you? Tomorrow at this time, or next week at this time, or next month at this time? What are you going to do today that'll make tomorrow and many tomorrows better? That's kind of the way I start my days. If you're saying at the moment to yourself in your head, nothing, maybe... Yeah, don't go through it. Going through the motions of life and not making your life any better day upon day. Build one day onto the next one. I think that's my philosophy anyway. And I hope that tomorrow looks a lot better than today does. And I hope today will be a lot better than yesterday was. How about that? Hello to Carolyn Ferris this morning, Scott Massey, Tim Ferraro, Yvonne Grant. Nice to have you on board here on the DJV program, where Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I discuss the issues of the day. There's a Tylenol ban. What's the story with that, Jennifer?
Yeah, the way you treat your headaches may be changing, especially if you live in California. There's a fight coming to California over whether to list one of the world's most common over-the-counter drugs as a carcinogen. Now, this is also a battle that's happened with pretty common things like alcohol and coffee. The drug is acetaminophen. Is that right?
Acetaminophen.
It's known outside the U.S., of course, as that drug. It's also known as Tylenol inside the country. It's found in brands like Tylenol, Excedrin, Sudafed, Robitussin, and Theraflu. It has been available in the United States without a prescription since the year 1955. But there are concerns now in medical communities that its potential link to cancer come from its relationship to another drug, which is phenacetin. That drug, once common treatment for headaches and other ailments, was banned by the FDA in 1983 because it did cause cancer. So state regulators have reviewed 133 studies all about acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
I like to say it that way. All of which were published in peer-reviewed journals. Now, some studies reported an increased risk of some types of cancers, while others did not. Overall, the review noted that it's been difficult to examine it because it's hard to isolate it from other variables that could contribute to cancer, things that people do every day like smoking. There was a state law in California known as Prop 65 that says California must warn people of any chemical known to cause cancer or reproductive toxicity. The state's list now has 900 different chemicals on it, including pesticides and flame retardants, and is more extensive than any other list you'll find in the U.S. Some critics say California regulators have been a little overzealous, requiring these warning labels for a lot of products that confuse instead of inform customers about the risk of cancer and whether or not it's been being disputed.
So, risky behavior is risky behavior. And,
right.
And whether this thing is risky behavior, it's how it's presented. You're convinced by watching the advertisement for this stuff and so many other drugs that are on television, on the radio, advertisements that are all over social media. This is good for you, and they give you all kinds of reasons that it is. Seems to me I remember that being the pitch for vaping when it first got started, wasn't it? Yeah, vaping will get you out of the cigarette habit. Save your life. Save everything. And now...
And by the way, that was true. That was actually true for a lot of people. But
getting it
also
it off
has the dot, dot,
tobacco.
Dot.
Right, exactly. And the dot, dot, dot at the moment is that one in six vaping lung illnesses are linked to commercially purchased THC, which is the main ingredient in marijuana, THC containing e-cigarettes, some of the vaping products. I don't think this is news, though, Victoria. I mean, isn't this something?
Look, all the people that have been dying recently, they've been dying because they're vaping marijuana, and they're vaping it through pods that have like vitamin E oil as...
Yeah. Right.
The mix, basically.
Hey, vitamin E is good for you. And Victoria and
not
I were just talking off
it,
the air
yeah.
of what I was putting on my neck to stick soothe it. And one of them has a vitamin E compound, but you don't eat it. You don't ingest that stuff.
Yeah.
The CDC notes that even states with legal recreational marijuana may not know whether stores or dispensaries are actually licensed by the state. That's not the case in my state. I don't know whether it is here either. Either you can sell it. I mean, there's a big black market for this stuff, especially here in California. And the stuff that's on the black market.
That's why legalized marijuana hasn't worked here, actually,
right.
Because the black market is so big. And this is one of the arguments. Really, I mean, if people were being honest, just because marijuana is legal doesn't mean people are going to go out there and start smoking it. It might happen in a small fraction, but most of the people who are going to smoke marijuana were already doing it.
Already smoking.
The police were already turning their head. I mean, it was like, you know, it was just what happened. Uh-huh. Nobody really made a big deal about it. And so everybody had their dealer. Everybody already had their pot plants in their yard. Like everybody, you know, California.
Has tobacco ever been illegal anywhere in this country? Smoking tobacco. It's now illegal to smoke in public or certain places, but it's not because of the, well, maybe it is in part because of the harm that comes from being around, the lung diseases that come from smoking or being around smoking. But it's just objectionable. I think smoking marijuana is objectionable. I think the smell of marijuana smoke is awful, frankly. I wouldn't. It sounds like, isn't this the guy who's going to have a cannabis grow on his farm?
Yeah, you're going to love having that running.
No, I'm not, because I won't allow. I told them they had to. There can be no smell of anything on the farm. Nothing.
There won't be because just growing the plants, and then they're going to be processed somewhere else, right?
No, they're going to be processed on the farm.
So you're gonna dry everything and then
yep.
Well, then you may have some people maybe who want to, you know, steal stuff and roll a J, but I don't think
building, because it'll be harder to get into it than getting into Fort Knox. But the other thing that is not being spoken about very much that ought to have some air, some time, is the amount of THC that's being used. There's a lot of research being done by some of the big medical community, big universities that are doing a lot of research on THC as it affects Alzheimer's and dementia. There's an ingredient in this product that is apparently been isolated that either could correct Alzheimer's or prevent it. Now, that's a big step. That's a hell of a step to be taking. And
that's actually really amazing to me, because my whole life I've always grown up with everyone saying, don't smoke pot, and it burns your brain cells, and you can't remember things, and stoners are always accused of not being able to remember anything. So it's kind of hilariously ironic if there is a compound that actually helps Alzheimer's.
Right. Well, there's also a compound in it, according to research. We have a couple of different relationships with colleges and universities that are doing research on pancreatic cancer. You know, that's the most devastating, the quickest way to die of any cancer is to get pancreatic cancer. Ugh. It's almost always a death sentence, and quick. So there's some element in THC that also is, and I don't think it's the same thing, from what I have gathered in a few conversations I've had with people that know what they're doing, there's something that somebody has discovered in the THC or the cannabis that will cure pancreatic cancer. And that's what their claim is. That's what they're doing research on. They're a long way from coming to the market with it. But there's a ton of money being spent on this by some legitimate drug companies and some people. You know, one of the things that people don't realize about the drug business is there are a lot of people who spend a lot of time and money trying to perfect drugs before they come to the market that are not associated with the big drug companies. These people are researchers in colleges. There are a lot of college PhDs, scientific dissertations that are done by people who are doing research in these areas. And that's where a lot of the new information, a lot of the new stuff, the new products come from, innovation that is created by people doing research on these college campuses. So that's where that's coming from. I think they're... But in terms of being, in terms of marijuana being recreational, as Jennifer said, people are doing it. They're going to do it. They've always done it. And so this just, the only reason that, let's face it. The only reason this stuff is legalized is because they can tax the hell out of it. I'm going to end up being the largest taxpayer. And think about this. In a place that is close to Boston, with as much retail and malls and all the stuff that we have, huge taxpayers, I'm probably going to be the largest taxpayer in the city of Framingham. when all is said and done, because of how much they can tax this stuff. And so I mean, I don't have a problem with it because it'll help. I'm the new best friend of the chairman of the school committee because what is growing on the farm is going to pay for the new school. Now, does that seem ironic? That in itself, right? Weeds paying for the new school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about
it. Well, especially since, you know, your community has given you so much pushback on a lot of your plans that didn't involve weed way before weed.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Jennifer, I'd like to spend 60 seconds, if we can, please, on an overview of how, or I'd like this to be all of us, actually, talking about all the crazy things that are going on. People that are worried about what we're talking about, Roe v. Wade, anxieties that's created around things that seem to be realities, and things that we can do to make life better, to make life more positive, to be well. There's a list floating around of things that people can do. Are there simple things that you can start? I mean, I find meditation, just taking deep breaths. If I'm really getting worked up about something, I just... and hold it for a minute and then let it out. And that's something that people are doing more and more of.
Yeah, put your feet on the ground, walk around. I don't know what the anxiety, if there is real anxiety over Roe versus Wade, I don't know that that's
reality.
But
news
stories, impeachment, Trump, all that stuff. I don't know. I think that political anxiety exists. I'd say the first step is to turn off the television for a little bit. Get back to stuff that matters in your life. Look around you. Realize that the news media, in large part, is there to panic you and to fearmonger. And that's what they do because they want to make... you know, very big stories out of things. So
they want you to watch more so they can sell more advertising. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to wake up and everybody's going to be okay. And you just have to focus on the stuff around you that matters and the stuff that you can control. I mean, that's, you know, when I find myself getting tense about somebody who just doesn't understand what I'm saying or maybe an issue that I'm all fired up about, I just realize there's only certain things that we can change as people. And so you do what you focus on what you can, what you do have control over.
You know what I find most rewarding?
You let it go.
What I find most rewarding is listening to the three of you talk when you don't think I'm listening to you. And how are you? How
about Jersey
really
Shore drama?
I know. Well, getting stabbed in the eye with an eyeliner. The big important issue of the day.
Yeah, well, but you know what? It is.
And Jen and her mom watching X on the Beach, that cracks me up.
And that we hate it this season. You, we can't stand
and
it.
You and Fancy Nancy, whatever it is that's going on with you.
Definitely not watching X on the Beach together.
No, I don't even know what X is. That, what is that? X-rated stuff on the beach? Is that what that is?
No, like your ex, girlfriend or boyfriend. On the beach.
Like a dating show where they bring your ex back in to complicate things, basically.
19 past the hour.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles as well. Go to 800-PROGRESSIVE. Actually, go to progressive.com, but call 800-PROGRESSIVE and see what you get from... this is pretty interesting, all of the competition for insurance. I kind of like it, especially when they advertise. So, congratulations. Go find out what's going on. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the number, 21 after the hour.
Honorary Great Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Love George Strait. This is the reason. Listen to this song. Listen to that violin. Them playing the fiddle.
Anywhere you like it, anywhere you want to.
Isn't this good? Come on, you gotta love this.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't care if it's a habit as long as you have not had it with you.
Happy stuff. Talk about getting your mind off of the garbage that's going on around us, too. Listen to this song a few times. George Strait is picking up steam this year, revealing several new performance dates, including additional nights as part of the Straight to Vegas concert. He's heading Minneapolis on August 22nd for a headlining show there with special guests Chris Stapleton and Little Big Town. Additional acts are expected to be announced in the coming weeks as well. Tickets for that show available next week, actually the 31st at 10 a.m. Isn't the 31st next Friday, I think, isn't it? Yeah, pretty sure. Strait has spent 3 years performing in Vegas as part of his Straight to Vegas show. His 2020 appearance schedule, several more dates throughout the month of January, going back to Wichita for a concert January 24th, as well as Kansas City with a show the 25th and the 26th. So if you're big fans and you're in that area, we have listeners in Wichita and Kansas City, so go for it. I wonder how expensive those tickets are. I was looking...
I think all tickets are the same at this point.
Yeah,
I think only Garth Brooks somehow has managed to keep every ticket the same price.
Well, yep.
Yeah, I became more aware of this yesterday. I've been to a concert for quite a long time. I used to like to go a lot, but I don't want to go by myself. So this lady that I was talking to on the plane yesterday, we were talking about what we like musically, and she was a fan of Van Morrison's. And I said, yeah, find a Van Morrison concert. I'll take you to a Van Morrison concert. So we looked. There was one coming up in a couple of weeks somewhere close by, and the damn tickets were $650, the cheapest tickets.
Wow.
And that's all these legalized extortion from these damn people at StubHub, and, you know, that's just as awful.
Yeah, but the demand for Van Morrison, people who want to see him, they don't care. They'll pay that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, I think that's the case with people like George Strait. Any of these groups that are really popular, they can charge pretty much whatever they want, right? That's how
the thing is, Van Morrison isn't making $600 on that ticket.
That's the point.
Just the resale. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's the. I think that was the point we were making. Yeah. Yep. All right. 26 after the hour in the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, focusing on Spotify. Come up with a what is referred to as a perfect playlist. You can share your animals' favorite songs with them. It's something.
My dad just leaves his radio shows on loop for his dog.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Leaves DRN going.
I met your dad's new dog the other day when I was over at the house.
She's so sweet.
She's a horse, but she's so sweet. She and Charlie, Daisy would have a good time playing, I think. So musically, pet playlists, apparently. New offering which allows fans of music and animals to enjoy both at the same time. The playlist runs to about 30 tracks. And the algorithms here have been curated based on listener preferences for what they say the music of their furry loved ones is. It's as simple as selecting your type of pet, filling out some extra information, and Spotify's technology does the rest.
Yeah, you say if they're energetic or if they're shy or friendly or curious, and then based on that, they give you... I mean, I filled out this playlist for my sister's cat, and I got a mix of Dan and Shay, Jennifer Lopez, America,
really?
Shawn Mendes, TLC, so it was a very odd...
That's
I mean,
fun.
I think that says more about
for us.
Says more about me than my sister's cat, but...
There is a lot of science behind this, though, of what pets like and what type of music animals respond to. So I think it's cool that they're doing.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're trying to remove President Trump's name from the ballot, and they can't prove their case.
That's White House counsel Pat Cipollone at day one of the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell changing the proposed rules for the trial, saying he'll now offer 3 days rather than two for opening arguments from each side. Democrats are still pressing for documents and witnesses. They're getting no guarantee that's going to happen. Here's Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar.
I don't know how they can deny all witnesses, and let's see what they do after a few days of this. But I think that the House managers made a very effective case.
The trial resumes at 1 p.m. Eastern today. This is USA Radio News.
everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Speaking about the world as it is today, stories that matter to you on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. She matters. Victoria Keelan matters. Tara Schillen matters. I matter. You matter. I don't think, though, if I really were to get down to brass tacks, thinking about if I got into the inside of my brain and where I really come from, there aren't many surprises. You don't hear me say, there are things that I come up with. And then I figure that I rationally sometimes figure. Some people don't think I'm that rational. The ladies think I'm a little off my rocker from time to time. But when I get onto something, it's like a dog on a bone. And I'm on to Saudi Arabia. I have been for years and years and years and years. And why other people are not more focused on these bastards, I don't know. But here's the latest. Victoria's following a conversation about Jeff Bezos' phone being hacked by some Saudi Arabia interest. So what are they doing, Victoria?
Well, this was a story that probably about 6 months ago, I think this broke, that Jeff Bezos sued the National Enquirer saying that they had, because they were trying to blackmail him with nude pictures of him that he had sent to his then-girlfriend. He was still married at the time. He was separated from his wife, Mackenzie, but they weren't divorced, and it wasn't really public knowledge that they were separated. He had a girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, who is still his ex-girlfriend. And so the National Enquirer basically tried to extort him. They had these images, they had text messages, and that, like I said, they had the nude photos. And so instead of giving in, he went public with it and said, look, this is my girlfriend, my wife and I are separated, we're about to get divorced. He really did get, he got the jump on them, which is not,
smart.
It is smart. It's the right way to go, because essentially, if you give in to that kind of thing, you know, the National Enquirer is always going to, they're not going to give up. And so, Jeff Bezos was suspicious. How was he hacked? And how did the National Enquirer end up with it? Well, it turns out all roads lead to Saudi Arabia. And it turns out now there's a new digital forensic analysis that was done on his phone, and he was having conversations with the Saudi prince, Mohammed bin Salman. And so he seems, this bin Salman guy seems to be everybody's, you know, texting buddy. He texts Jared Kushner all the time on WhatsApp, and he was texting with Jeff Bezos, and so now
I
this forensic
was texting to Jamal Khashoggi before he had him killed.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So so what happened now, this forensics analysis shows that Bezos and the Saudi prince were having a friendly exchange over WhatsApp, which is a texting app that's separate on your phone. Now, this is something that I refuse to use WhatsApp. There is absolutely no security on it whatsoever. It is not. It's something that a lot of international people use because it is free and you don't have any, you know, data stuff and
I would never use it.
I would advise everyone against using it. There's just zero security. Anyway, so what happens in this analysis of what happened, what went down, how he got hacked, it turns out that they were having, the prince and Bezos were having a friendly exchange. The prince's account sent Bezos a mysterious video file. After that video file was sent to Bezos, we're not sure if he opened the file or not, but at that point, everything on his phone had been compromised. Large amounts of data were actually transferred off of Bezos' phone and sent to a separate server. And so this is where all of this came into play. Now, if Bezos thought that he and the crown prince were buddies, he learned the hard way. That that's not the case, because the National Enquirer and the Saudis are very much in bed together. They have been for a long time. It's been an accusation, but now Jeff Bezos has actual proof of this. And so the Saudis then sent all of this blackmail material, text messages, nude photos, details of his extramarital affair with Lauren Sanchez. It all went to the National Enquirer, and now Jeff Bezos understands all roads lead to the Saudis. And so after Bezos, like we said, got the jump on that report, they said that the Saudi government said that they, I guess they have somehow lightly admitted that they did play a role in acquiring the information, but they haven't really fessed up to anything else. And so if it wasn't for this digital analysis, Bezos never would have really known how they gained all of this information. And essentially, if you think about it, I don't know, I'm sure Jeff Bezos is smart enough to not have Amazon trade secrets on his phone. However, lots of corporate emails, corporate communications, text messages, even well, the nudies were already stolen, but I'm talking
not
about
smart
like,
enough about that.
Yeah, but that's personal stuff. But I'm talking about like business stuff from Amazon. If you think about like what else could have been on that phone, that's all we know is that it was a massive amount of data that was taken from his phone to this private server.
Every time I look at a picture of this prince from Saudi Arabia, other than he's got a tablecloth on his head, the smirk on his face is always a smirk. You look at him, he's always smirking about who knows what, but he thinks he's smarter and cuter. And you know what? He gets away with a lot of stuff in the name of being the prince of the land that's full of oil, and he'll be our, he'll be our friend till the end of time until he isn't. So this is
one of the theories. Andrew Miller, who was a Middle East expert and a former national security advisor to the Obama administration, he said that his theory behind this was that the Saudis figured if they got some good dirt on Bezos, that it could actually shape the coverage that Saudi Arabia gets in the Washington Post, because Bezos owns the Post. And so he said that it's clear that the Saudis have no real boundaries or limits in terms of what they're prepared to do in order to protect and advance bin Salman's Yeah. And so they're just going, they went at the head of one of the largest companies in the world, and that was their intention, and only that Bezos was far enough along in his divorce proceedings and separation from his wife that it didn't really backfire on him. It really didn't. Everyone kind of just said, he and his wife came out and said, you know, we're already separated. We've got divorce papers in the works. It's, you know, nothing really happened. But if they had only been maybe a few months earlier in the hack, they could have really exposed him and potentially blackmailed him.
She could have gotten more than $38 billion in the divorce.
Yeah, well, she got half of everything anyway, so who knows? Yeah, it could have been worse.
God bless. All right, speaking about princes, Prince Harry is now publicly talking about what's going on, and he said something that was pretty interesting at a charity event. He said that there were no other options. He told the crowd, quote, "Once Meghan and I were married, we were excited. We were hopeful. We were here to serve. For those reasons, it brings me great sadness that it's come to this. The decision that I made for my wife and I to step back is not one I made lightly. It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges, and I know I haven't always gone at it the right way, but as far as this goes, there was really no other option." That's a pretty powerful statement for him to make about that situation as they continue their transition. There's a lot of hashing and rehashing of what they're going to do,
feeds the theory that he had wanted kind of the best of both worlds. He wanted to keep some of his connection to the royals, and he still wanted to go off on his own. But the queen, I think, kind of put a kibosh on that. She said, you know, you have got to give up a lot of this stuff, and he chose to go in that direction.
Yeah. Well, it shows that he has, to me anyway, deep love and affection for Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
Very deep love. Yep. To give all that stuff up, that's tough stuff. Speaking of tough stuff, there's a survey floating around, Jennifer, that suggests that women are not paid as well or as much or even at all for overtime in terms of what men get, especially is this office work or is this outside physical labor stuff? Or is it just an amalgamation of a whole bunch of things?
Oh, I saw this study. This was about all of the extra stuff that women do, mm-hmm. whether it's cooking, cleaning, taking care of kids,
all the stuff that
women don't get paid for. And if women were paid for that, and if you added that up, that actually would level the playing field of the gender pay gap.
Yeah, they said they spend 37% of a woman's day is spent on unpaid tasks in their day-to-day routine. So domestic responsibilities, cleaning, cooking, unpaid tasks out of a work environment. And they say that the additional tasks can do maybe they can add 2 hours more of labor to the day compared to the male counterpart or to the male partner. And they can add up to 95 additional 8-hour workdays a year. And they're estimated to contribute $1.48 trillion on unpaid care and domestic work, according to the research. So we need to start tabulating. I don't know if we charge ourselves. That might be the problem. Who do we charge?
Who do you, exactly. Where is this going to come from? Where's the extra money going to come from would be the question before the board. The continuing business, the speculation in the trifle media about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. if you look at some of the tweets that floated around,
they're married again.
Days,
you know,
yeah, right.
Well, the one I saw, a woman screaming, "You forgot that Brad Pitt cheated on Jennifer while they were married. And she deserves better," and stuff like that. Well, you know, it ought to be up to her.
I'm pretty sure she hasn't forgotten that.
Yeah, I'm sure she hasn't
either. That slips your mind.
Yeah. I just don't understand what America's fascination is with this couple. Why do people want them back together so badly? I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Well, they both seem to like each other. And it
they get along, and that's
visual.
Nice. That, yeah, and
it's
they
a
don't
good
have
lesson
kids.
In how,
so
yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's nice that they're friendly, but you know, I mean, look, he was an alcoholic. He cheated on her. He was not a good husband. He was not a good guy. I it's wonderful that he's turned his life around and he's sober and he looks super hot. But like, I don't understand. If everyone loves Jennifer Aniston so much, why don't you want someone better for her? Not a former cheater and a former alcoholic, really. If you love Jen so much and she's like your best friend, then why don't you
wish
her
a good match
a great
for her
guy?
Who's
I don't know, but
her?
I don't know.
Obviously,
he
didn't work with Justin Theroux, so...
I thought he was a loser, honestly. I didn't really think that he was a great pick, but, you know.
I think she likes that. It seems to be a thing.
What do you mean?
Kind of a bad boy, kind of... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, maybe she could go with Milli Vanilli. Then.
Remember when she dated John Mayer? That was a disaster.
Everybody dated John Mayer. It was like you had to check a box.
They just want to find out if what they all hear about him is true. Let's... And most... What? What did you just
say? I heard that it's true. Yeah, that's why they all keep, you know.
And our most recent,
let's just say they put up with a lot.
DJV podcast, we all of us are talking about that Brad and Jennifer moment, and that continues to be like whether it was yesterday or the day before, it keeps going, keeps on cooking. We also talk on the podcast about Prince Harry's first comments, and that is something that we're staying with, as you can hear. And the whole business about Delta, and I was on a Delta plan yesterday. Boy, have they rehabbed some of the, you know, a lot of the airlines are trying to dump the old planes and bring on new ones. Delta's the only one that's smart. They've rehabbed a whole bunch of 757s, and they are fabulous. The planes I rode in yesterday were just fabulous, frankly.
I always liked Delta. I've never had a bad Delta experience. I've had bad experiences on every other airline, but not Delta.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't dump any fuel while they were up there,
Well, then there's that.
That was a focus, exactly. All right, subscribe to our podcasts. You can listen every day in the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and follow us as well, facebook.com/DJV Show.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
PetShow.com, and what will come up is this fabulous picture of Warren and all of his friends. No humans are allowed. Just by the way, that shirt you gave me last week, all of my friends walk on four legs or whatever it says.
None of my friends walk upright.
That's it, right. I wear that to the gym now. When I go to the gym, I have that on, and people look at me, huh?
It's amazing some of the comments you get, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so we have this Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show, and the focus, maybe some of you heard us earlier talking about Spotify having put together a playlist. But actually what happens, Kara can give us an example, and I think, Warren, you've done it as well, how you come up with a playlist to share with your favorite animal. It's called Pet Playlists. Did you do this on the air last week? I listened to you part of the show last Saturday, but I didn't hear you do this. Have you done this on the air?
No, I posted on my Facebook account. It was kind of interesting because I realized after doing this just how neurotic I really am. It appears that my dogs, Molly and Willie, and myself both appreciate Bruce Springsteen and Liberace.
Really?
Wow.
Wow, there's a combo. There's a playlist and a half.
We'll talk about this on the Liberace, by the way, one of my favorite clients of all time. The nicest, gentlest guy in the world. We'll talk about him and his piano-built doghouse in a future day. I trained his dog years ago.
Yeah, really.
I was three at the time.
Kara, yes, of course you were. Kara, you put together a playlist. So how does this actually work? Explain how Spotify, you put in your own preferences?
Well,
I
think it works best if you already have a Spotify account, because then it has data to pull from, like what music you like to listen to. And then it takes you to a page where you can pick your pet, and you can either pick an iguana or a cat or a dog or a hamster or a bird. And I guess if you have something else, you have to choose what's closest to that. And then they ask whether your dog's relaxed or energetic or shy or friendly, apathetic or curious. And there's a scroll bar where you can say, you know, which one they're more like. And then you put your pet's name and their picture. And then it creates a playlist for you. And just like Warren, I got a bunch of weird stuff. I got a weird mix, but it would be kind of fun. So I'm going to try it on my sister's cat next time I go visit and see if she likes it.
All right. So what did people send to you when you posted it on Facebook? What happened to the list?
I was joking with people, and, you know, don't be surprised if you play the list that you think you and your dog like, and you come home and the dog changed the channel purposely. You know, just doesn't like it. And it's interesting, though, that dogs do react. And over the years, dogs really do react to the type of music their guardians listen to. I've worked with people that were, like, really country music fans, and their dogs seem to get excited when they heard that. I've heard other people that are really into opera, and the dogs really wake up when they hear that. So, you know, not only do they take on our personalities, I think that our pets really take on our likes and our dislikes as well.
Really? All right, well, there it is. You can find it at Spotify. It's not a plug for Spotify. It's just kind of interesting.
But what is Dave? Did you do it for Daisy?
I don't have a Spotify account, so I wouldn't be, unless Kara led me through it, and she's loath to do that when I do some of this stuff, so whether I get her help or not to do that. I've actually I had to leave yesterday for 12 or 13 hours, and Daisy usually comes with me, but she didn't yesterday, so I left the television set on here, which I'm doing more and more, because it does seem to be, you've said that before, there have been studies that show that it sort of calms the dogs down, right, when you're not around?
Oh, well, not only that, I'll give you a prime example. I have no children, okay, yet I take my dog to the park and beaches, so I'm my dog exposed to kids. So when I leave the house, my TV is always on Nickelodeon, so the dogs constantly are hearing kids' voices in a positive way. And I recommend that to people as well. Yeah, in other words, yeah. If you have a dog and you have kids, but the dog's going to be exposed to kids, grandkids in your case, whatever, let them listen to sounds of kids in a non-threatening way, because kids can be really animated when they see them, but if they get accustomed to the way they sound at first, it makes it a lot easier for them to adjust.
What a great advice. Study on obesity among dogs. This is something we talk about with frequency. You told me that you thought Daisy ought to lose 4 or 5 pounds when we got together for lunch last week, and you're not
just
the first
person to
cut out
the ice cream.
Anyway, here's the stats, guys. Really, yes. You're going to love this. 51% of dogs are overweight. Less than 10% of those pets successfully lose weight following diagnosis, and they gain it right back. The important thing to remember is other things like arthritis, diabetes, cardiovascular. If your dog is overweight, remember, the average cat weighs 10 pounds. A 12-pound cat is 20% overweight. So be conscientious about your dog or cat's weight. It'll keep them healthier, happier, and psychologically behaving better as well.
All right. So, but it's not, you're not doing them any favors. I know I'm not with... And you pointed that out, Warren, with Daisy. She, you need to be able to see with a bulldog the ribs a little bit more. But she's had 2 litters, and I think that somehow.
But you know what? Whatever she is, Daisy's personality is the most incredible personality. What a smoocher she is.
She's a real sweetheart, isn't she? Yeah, good girl. All right, Warren, next time, check out thepetshow.com, please, if you're smart. When it comes to caring for your pet, that's where the information is. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.